Logos appear. Walt Disney Pictures, Pixar Animation Studios. Walt Disney Pictures presents a Pixar Animation Studios film. The title appears, the outer edges of the third word vibrating. Jack Jack Attack. Terror brought to you in startling three dimensions. In an interrogation room.
Wow, it's dark in here.
Wow, and now it's
File
too bright.
File 82702, Agent Rick Dicker interrogating.
Wow.
State your name, please.
Kari McKeon. It's like Carrie, only with a K instead of a C and an A instead of an E, and only one R and an I instead of an IE.
Tell me about the incident.
Well, it started out like any normal sitting gig, you know, with the reassuring of the parent and all. Mrs. Park, I can totally handle anything this baby can dish out.
Can't I, little baby boy? Who can handle it?
On the phone, Kari turns to baby Jack Jack.
Mrs. Park? Oh, well, she knows you're in good hands.
Now who's ready for some neurological stimulation?
Kari lays out flashcards, a block game, and toys for Jack Jack, then plays a CD.
It's time for cognitive development.
She turns to find Jack-Jack gone, then spots him on the dining table.
Who's the goo-goo baby?
Where's the hiding, huh?
He disappears from the table, and Kari discovers him by the fridge.
That was really weird. Wait right here.
Kari dials the phone. As she looks away, Jack-Jack floats straight up.
Hello, Mrs. Parr. This is Kari. I have a question about Jack-Jack.
She finds him gone.
Jack-Jack?
He sits on the ceiling.
Where are you?
He spills milk onto her.
Mrs. Parr, it's me. Jack-Jack is fine, but weird things are happening, and you need to tell me what to do.
Kari discovers Jack has escaped from his makeshift cage and is on a high shelf.
How'd you get...
She dives to catch him as he falls, but when he hits her hands, he disappears. Now, Kari dashes downstairs where blue light flashes as Jack-Jack floats through walls. Kari grabs him before he passes through the dryer. Upstairs.
We're gonna calm things down a bit now and look at flashcards. Won't that be fun?
She yanks a card out of his mouth.
Triangle. Good. House. Good. Campfire.
Jack-Jack bursts into flames. Kari backs away as the flaming baby toddles toward her.
Don't panic! Baby on fire!
Wielding a pair of fireplace tongs, Kari chases Jack-Jack, who spreads fire throughout the room. She catches him. Holding Jack-Jack with the tongs, she bursts into a bathroom and dunks him into the bathtub water.
Good baby! Nice baby!
In the morning, scorched pieces of furniture lie tipped over on the burned carpet. A grappling hook, oven mitts, and other various items sit beside Kari, who exhaustedly holds a fire extinguisher. Jack-Jack bursts into flames, and Kari sprays him with the fire extinguisher. Jack-Jack shoots lasers from his eyes, which Kari instinctively deflects to the ceiling with a handheld mirror. She finds Syndrome at the door.
Is this the Paris residence?
Yes! I'm Kari, the babysitter!
Well, hello, Kari. I am,
You're my replacement! Thank heaven you've come!
What does the S stand for?
For... sitter. Yeah, sitter. Originally, I was going to have initials for babysitter, but then I would have been going around wearing a big BS, and you understand why I couldn't go with that.
And you believed him.
The baby was exploding! You ever seen an exploding baby before, Mr. Dicker?
Dicker lowers a machine.
What's that?
Have you told anyone else about this? Your parents?
Yeah, they thought I was being funny. But you believe me, don't you, Mr. Dicker?
Sure, kid.
I just wish I could forget the whole thing.
You will, kid.
He shoots a suction cup-like device onto her forehead, and her eyes start to close. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.